Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, it is Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew over there. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Fax number 310-854-4455. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, takes medicine medicine.
Now, we'd like to know why you are dressed like somebody that flies aircraft for United Airlines.
First years of the show we're talking about
then,
tonight.
Then he comes back from the airport. Then,
NBC,
then he chimes off, spouts out with, oh, yeah, I just got back from the airport. That's why I'm dressed like this. No S.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Debuted March 19th. Doing real well. I just got back from the airport because I was doing a little man show drunken pilot's bit, and we actually got drunk. So I'm a little disoriented and a little disheveled, and we were sprinting all the way. I actually just climbed off a baggage carousel. I don't know if any of you, you know, I know a lot of you have dreamed about riding on a baggage carousel as a youth. Not what it was built up to be. Mm. Uncomfortable, scary.
And slippery.
Slippery, yeah. Samantha Mathis, Ken Marino, our old friend, and James Roday are all here from First Years. I apologize that I'm late and a little bit frazzled tonight, but I actually just passed your billboard on the side of a bus. So.
Oh, yeah.
How's it going? Is the show going well?
Beautiful.
I put it this way, besides the terrible reviews and the awful, awful ratings, I think we got a hit show on our hands.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we got a hit show on our hands.
We're very optimistic.
Our goal is to be the next truly great show that started with horrible reviews and terrible ratings.
Which apparently there are many that did. Friends, terrible reviews when it first started. Seinfeld.
Cheers.
No one watched it for years, apparently. Huh. So.
They didn't like Hello Larry when it first came out.
Hello, Larry.
You talked
about. I'm sorry.
That's right. Now, Drew, did you see the show?
They canceled. My mother's car.
That's right.
No, I saw a trailer of the show, and it was good.
Listen, everyone is good looking. You serve subpoenas to guys who have heart attacks, right?
No, you pretend you have a heart attack.
You pretend you have a heart attack and serve a subpoena, right?
That's right.
Yeah. That's going to work. Yeah. And we're glad to see. Our old friend Ken popping up because we haven't seen Ken since Men Behaving Badly.
That's right.
I don't remember.
Is that the last time we saw you?
Well, I saw you at some party somewhere, but outside of that. The last time we saw the viewers of Loveline?
Yes, we the viewers, yes.
Men Behaving Badly.
Is that it?
Yeah.
Good.
Still numb from that. I'm still hurting.
Yeah, Rob Schneider, I hear, is an amazing a-hole. But he's nice to us.
We have a great time with him.
Yeah, we have a great time with the guy, but everyone else tells me he's an amazing, amazing a-hole.
I never met him.
All right, so anyway, First Years, NBC, 9 o'clock, Monday nights. We'll take some calls and talk more about that after this. Matt?
Yes.
You're 20?
Yes, sir.
What is up?
Well, first of all, Dr. Drew and Adam, I really love your show.
Fantastic.
I have what really can I don't know, I can only best describe as a kink near the base of my penis. It's something that is not really, it's not noticeable at all when it's flaccid, but when the penis is erect, I mean, it just basically on one side dips in a little bit, and I'm just wondering, Dr. Drew,
does it pull over to that side?
Yeah, it does.
That's basically sort of a possibly a Peyronie's problem.
It's near the base, though, huh?
Yeah, those plaques can occur anywhere. You try about 800 units of vitamin E a day. See if that works.
That's not going to do anything. When did vitamins ever do anything? You know, everyone always talks about vitamins. They never do anything.
This is one situation where it can't possibly does.
You rub it on or
do you eat it? Eat it.
So it is something that's correctable, maybe?
Maybe. And there are surgeries that can correct it, but sort of how they correct it is by taking a pie slice out of the other side and pulling
the penis
around.
Probably want to avoid the surgery.
Yeah, that doesn't sound too much fun.
Matt, did you ever injure yourself?
Not that I know of.
So this is just the way God has cursed you, essentially. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I always wore briefs for the longest time and always parked it on the right-hand side. I don't know if that would...
Finally kinked it?
And it pulls to that side when you have an erection.
Yeah, I got a little English on the old dork there.
To the right.
To the right.
You find yourself a nice Republican girl, you have no problems, all right? Good times.
All right.
Is dork okay, or do we have to call it a peckaroo in your life?
Peckarooski. Hey, there's really, listen, many guys have a bent penis. Am I right? Would you guys back me up on that?
I've heard that some men have bent penises, yes.
And women are sort of okay with that?
Yeah.
They're not They love men for who they are. Yeah. Which direction their penis is going.
How much uglier?
Man is more than just his penis.
How much uglier can we make the male genitalia? You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right. Brody?
Yeah.
You're 21?
Yeah.
Yeah. True. Why are we talking to two guys at the beginning? Didn't we talk about that last night?
Because we only have one girl.
Is that bad programming?
Yep. Brody?
Yeah.
What's going on?
I've been going out with this girl for 2 years, mm-hmm. and I really love her, but she has this facial hair problem.
Mm-hmm. How old is she?
I don't know how to approach her. If there's anything to do about it or anything?
There is a new medicine now, a new cream.
There is a new cream.
Yeah,
I've seen the ads for that.
It actually gets rid of it. It's very effective. And I'm blanking on the name of it right now.
Relinqua? Vanquia?
Vanica. Vanica. V-A-N-I-Q-A, I think
right,
it is.
Right.
And is that one of those commercials that you don't know what it's about? And they just
give you all the weird side effects.
They're surfing on wheat, and they're
yeah. yes.
But it's a prescription. You didn't talk to your doctor about it, but it's quite effective.
Is it topical?
And, yeah, it's a cream.
Is that a prescription? What are you going to do with that? You start eating it? You're going to just put it directly into your eye sockets, up your anus? What's the danger of putting something like that over the counter?
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I got hold of this depilatory. I'm going on a rampage now. You can't...
Does it come back thicker?
No. No, this is brand new medication. It's for women with the facial hair, particularly the lighter facial hair, which is hard to get with the laser. Also, she can get laser treatments, but you could just, sort of playfully bring it up. How would a guy bring it up to you?
I don't know. I mean, I can see where you want to be sensitive to the situation, and I think if you just do it in a loving way and come at it from a really sweet place and say, baby, I love you, and I think you're beautiful, and, I read about this new thing in a magazine that takes care of facial hair. What do you think?
Don't start braiding it, though.
I don't know. I haven't said anything in 2 years. It's kind of hard to...
Well, where's it coming out of? Is it mustache?
It's down here. Kind of like a beard underneath.
Ooh.
Bad
times.
But Brody, you're the one that's going to have to bring this up. We can't do it for you.
Yeah. And what is it with chicks who don't notice stuff?
Yeah, that's my question.
I don't know.
Honestly supposed to believe that this girl doesn't know she has a beard?
That's my point. I get a zit on my ass. I wake up in the middle of the night. I felt that. I got to go check it out. I don't let things get past me.
You like the whole experience.
Yeah, there's people who are walking around and they got they got a mole with four long hairs, that Chinaman's beard kind of thing, and it's growing. It's like 5 inches, and it's growing. And you're thinking you're sitting next to them on a bus or something. You're looking at them and you go, do they know or do they know and not care, or are they high? Like, what is it? Like, how come I see it? I'm 8 feet away from the person, and I've been drawn to it like a magnet. How come they don't see that? Why don't they understand that? Is that a certain out-of-itness, or is it a certain kind of crazy?
Trying to start a new trend or something, for the young kids.
Trying to be a little different.
For the kids.
Yeah,
and the women who bleach their thick mustaches, I can see a blonde mustache. Nick Nolte, Robert Redford, all guys with blonde mustaches knew they had mustaches. It wasn't like I would see right through them. It's like, hey, look at Robert Redford. Look at Nick Nolte in the deep there. He's got himself a mustache. I mean, you can see a blonde mustache, can't you?
Yes.
Just looks like a blonde.
Yeah, my thing is like, I'm sure they don't want to get into shaving their mustache because then they might actually wax it off.
Yeah. I'm particularly impressed that you went straight to the deep. I think that's pretty solid.
Right to the deep. Yeah. It's like when I see a chick with that bleach mustache, I'm like, well, there's a chick with black hair and a blonde mustache.
Yeah.
They need to wax.
They need to bleach their head hair, too.
Or bleach the head hair to match the mustache. Thank you.
Did we address how you do it nicely?
There's no way. It's just a full frontal. He's going to have to get drunk and bring it up.
But do it with love. Do it with sweetness and kindness in your heart.
With any luck, she'll realize that you really do care about her and that's why you're saying it.
Exactly.
Right. Heather?
Yeah?
You're 16?
Yep.
What's up?
I have a friend, and we've known each other for like a couple years, and we haven't done anything together, but he hurts me like sometimes, and I was just wondering if it could be considered like abuse, and if so, what should I do?
How would it not be abuse?
How is he hurting you?
Well, like, he would say that we were doing it while we were joking around. Like, let's see, one time we were sitting in my garage, and he was starting to scare me, and so like I got up to go in the house, and he grabbed the hammer and he hit me on the knee with the hammer, and it didn't really hurt at first, but I mean,
how old is he?
He's 16.
Why didn't you immediately get rid of this guy?
Because I was scared of him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the next day, why did you get rid of him? Why are you hanging out? Why is he your boyfriend?
He's not my boyfriend. He's just a friend.
Or even a friend. Why you just not hang out with this guy?
Well, he lives in my neighborhood, and he went to my school. And him and I live with my grandparents because I was abandoned. And I don't know. He
all right. You're abandoned.
You're abandoned. You don't know anything but being a victim.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Damn. The live in the neighborhood thing. Who lives in my neighborhood?
Who?
I don't know. That's my point. I don't talk to any of those assholes.
Yeah.
I have no idea who lives around me. Sweet. And I'm sure they could care less, and I could care less, too. It's real easy. I don't see my neighbors. You cannot see people live in your neighborhood. It's easy. Just avoid them.
Yeah, honey, you can't be hanging out with somebody who's hitting you with a hammer. Yeah. And God only knows what he'll do if you actually provoke him and make him angry. You know, that's just
not a
safe situation.
Well, that was only once, and he was angry.
All right, Heather, listen, you were abandoned, right? Were you abused subsequently also?
I don't know.
Maybe.
Probably. I don't know.
You think you might have been abused also. So you're a victim. You have difficulty seeing when people are taking advantage of you, when people are being awful towards you. Let's just give you permission to get rid of this guy, okay?
Okay, but right. He was so sweet all the time.
Hey.
Yeah, it doesn't matter, though.
Ted Bundy.
He's not sweet.
Ted Bundy,
all the
Adam?
Time
you met Ted Bundy. You hung out with him.
I mean, when the signs
good
are there.
Good looking guy. Very cordial.
You actually slept with him.
Plenty of good
you?
Guys out yeah. there that aren't going to hurt you. Plenty of lovely
a lot of great guys.
Yeah.
And listen, being abusive 1% of the time trumps being great 99% of the time. You know, so many people go, well, the other half of the time, he's a real angel. And the half of the time he's not being abusive or he's not being a prick, but just 10% abusive really will take care of 90% of being the greatest guy in the world.
There's almost no humans that are awful all the time.
No.
Awful
no,
a very small percentage of the time.
Listen, whenever they interview the neighbors of the serial killers, like, hey, it was a great guy. He used to send my kids over there. I thought he was... Of course. Otherwise, the jig's up. The whole part about being a prick is not letting everyone around you know you're a prick. That, or you cannot continue being a prick. Do you see what I mean?
This is the
I
problem
mean,
you're getting into now. Everyone's starting to find out.
Everyone's, right. That's right.
Oh,
the jig,
Jesus, mommy,
the
Daddy,
jig is
each
up.
Other.
No, but the thing is if you're going to be abusive, especially, you can't come across as an a-hole because how are you going to get people close enough to abuse them?
You got to suck people in.
You have to manipulate them and then...
And then abuse. And then you can wreak your terror.
Right.
Yes.
But
I don't care what you did or made him angry. There's never any excuse for hitting.
Mm-hmm.
Not with a hammer.
Never.
No. Zach?
Yeah?
You're 24?
Yes.
What's up?
I want to know, I guess my real question is, have you guys ever heard of anyone having a relationship with a stripper where it worked out?
Adam had one.
Yeah, I did. It worked out great. She's married and living in England. We lived happily ever after. That's a great example, Drew. Thanks.
An old guy, or is she with an old guy now, or what?
I don't know. I think he's about her age.
Why? What's your situation?
Oh, I'm dating this stripper. We've been going out for like 2 years, almost 2 years. Next weekend's 2 years, and I work two jobs. I mean, they're not. Great jobs, but I make money.
Right.
And all my money goes to our relationship. All her money supposedly goes to her savings and her vacations. And I don't know. It's driving me crazy now. I go to pick her up from
hey,
work.
Hey, hold on. Zach.
Doesn't seem very stripper specific if it's about the money.
Yeah, what do you mean all your money goes toward the relationship?
Well, I mean, she makes twice as much as I do in a week.
Feed the kitty.
I pay the rent.
Hey, baby, you want to play around the world? You want to lip some whipped cream off my ass?
Yeah.
$10.
Okay.
Well, what do you mean?
You pay the rent?
I pay the rent. I pay for everything. I pay every utility we have. I buy all the food.
Well, why don't you stop?
Why don't you tell her to kick in?
I do.
And what's she do?
She'll take me to Vegas and stuff, but...
Sure. Big convention in town.
Yeah.
Where are you working now? The ice rink? What's going on back there?
No, I'm a warehouse supervisor in two different jobs.
I see. And how much is she bringing home every night?
Every night? Probably at least three bills.
Mm-hmm. Nice. And it's under the table. Is she working at a topless or bottomless?
No, it's just topless.
All right. Okay.
How old is she?
She's 22.
Yeah, you think she's using you?
I don't think she's using me, but I want to go somewhere eventually. I've been with her 2 years.
What do you mean when I go somewhere? What does that mean?
I don't know. Sometimes I'll pick her up from work. Sometimes we have parties at her house, and it's like guys and girls, and it's never, it's just not normal.
What do you mean, guys and girls, and it's not normal?
You're saying you have parties with both men and women?
Holy Christ.
Weird,
hold on
man.
A second. Drew. I don't know if we can handle this call. Yeah, he's having tough parties. There's guys and girls.
Oh,
there.
My God.
We got to call the... Isn't it...
I've got a number.
Do we have to report it?
Yes.
We have to report it. Is it...
Social services.
Yes. Is it mandated by the Hippocratic Oath that you call the social service at this point?
Yeah, the California state law.
I mean, I can see guys and guys and girls right. and then a girls. Party that has guys and guys
right.
and girls and girls, right. but guys and girls.
You can have guys come over and then at a certain hour they can go and then the girls can come over.
After the place is flushed.
Yeah, clean it
right,
sure.
Clean it.
You, ways you have
you
to work
sweep
it.
The place yeah. and make sure there's no girls left before the round of guys come in. Sure, you don't want to contaminate whatever girls come in.
I don't understand what's going on with this
All right, Zach. I didn't know there was guys and girls at the party.
Well, at least every time the guys are there, all they talk about is you, Adam.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right. Well, now you're my hero. I'm done making fun of you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so listen, why don't you just tell her what you want? I mean, stop paying for everything.
And then she'll bring a friend over, and it gets all crazy. And
oh, you're full of crap now.
Oh,
you're not doing anything, you idiot.
What? He's not. Wait, I didn't get that.
Is he trying to say that there's some things happening with two girls at the same time, and he's
confused? Wait, no, what? He's just full of crap.
No.
It's just she brings a friend over, and it gets all crazy.
This is just your stripper friend.
Drew, you were checking your pager. You didn't hear anything. Zach?
Yeah.
You don't have threesomes with her and her stripper friends.
Okay. Okay, I don't.
I know you don't.
Are you disturbed by the fact that she's a stripper or that she's not paying any of the bills?
Yes.
Yes,
I just want to know if you've heard of anywhere where she changes in the end. I'm not.
Is it just that you're in love with some stripper somewhere and you want to know if you have a relationship with her?
It could happen.
That's what it is.
You see that movie, Pretty Woman?
No.
Julia Roberts was a whore.
I know the movie, but I don't like it. I've never seen it.
Well, yeah, but she was a prostitute, right?
Right.
But she had a heart of gold.
Okay. Zach, let me ask you. Does she have any aspirations?
Okay.
I mean, is she a stripper
for
life?
Zach, wait a second.
Yes.
What's up with
Hold on a second.
What's
oh, up screw with Zach.
Zach's poor guy.
Hold on. No, but I don't know.
He's being a martyr, and then the next thing he's saying is, oh, she's confusing me by bringing this other girl.
No, he doesn't have a girlfriend. It was all BS. Yeah, that's what you guys missed. And he's in love with some stripper somewhere, and he wants to know whether he should go for it.
No, he
yes,
didn't say that.
I said that, and he went, yeah, that's what it is.
Really?
That's what I said.
Oh, I don't know. True, I'm drunk. You're looking at your pager. I don't know where we are in this show.
What's going on?
You're still wearing a tie.
I'm still wearing a tie. how
is he just
pilot.
In love with some stripper and paying her rent?
Do we really want
to just wants to know if a relationship can work with a stripper.
You say he's not having a relationship
so
with her?
He's not paying her rent?
So cryptic.
All right. Yeah, one more time with Zach. We're going to edit this out later.
Okay. Just let me say something for once.
All right,
without
go.
You guys clicking me off the air. Sorry I'm not a 14-year-old girl, and you're all way off.
Okay, so what's the deal?
Never mind. I mean, I just...
Okay. All right, do you need to talk to Zach anymore, you idiot,
Drew? You are an asshole.
He's finding time in his busy schedule to talk to us, to call our radio show. He's so full of... He's got the worst attitude I've ever heard in my life. Do we really have to get back to him? And by the way, what do you think Zach's strategy is? What is that strategy? Call up and act annoyed with the host for calling? Do you know what I mean? Do we call your loser ass, Zach? Or did you call our loser asses? Plural, right? Jesus Christ.
Just
look, have fun, buddy. Have a good time with your crazy silicone bitch. Juan.
Oh, snap.
Drew, I'm more mad at Drew than I am at Zach. Cause he's like, no, he's got something to say. No, I told you he was an idiot. What's up there, Juan?
All right, this is what's up. 20 years old. I am engaged. I know it's kind of early for that, but I thought I'm ready. I've basically... Yeah. Had a few problems with my girlfriend in the sense of she lied to me, called her out with her. Things have been made up lines have been drawn in terms, and, you know, it seemed like she accepted that.
Clichés have been laid out?
Yeah, basically.
Clichés have been accepted, and she signed a contract?
The contract has been signed. The deed is, you know, in my hand now. The problem is, though, it's just like, now, I don't know if I'm more living in the past than when she screwed up. It's like, because every time she says something like, you know, oh, I'm going to go do this, or I'm going home to go to sleep.
Juan, you are nowhere near ready to get married.
No, you're...
I mean, nowhere near.
You're 3 to 5 weeks away from marriage, buddy. If you're thinking about getting married this week, you are way off, bro.
Juan, hang on one second. Adam, do not come drunk to work ever again. Okay? Do you understand me?
It's too late, buddy.
Just don't do it again, all right?
I didn't get in the shakes now. I need a nip. I swear to Chris, I had a flask on me. Hey, Juan?
Yeah.
How old is she?
She's 20.
No, Juan, you're not ready. You're not even close. This is why people in their 20s shouldn't get married. They mistreat each other. They really are not ready for a stable relationship.
Like,
and you are not... You are not.
I've backed off of the actual subject of marriage, you know.
Good.
I mean, like, granted, we kept the engaged title like that, but you know, I realized, oh, wait, you know, I'm moving way too fast, and I've come to terms with that. It's whether or not I should continue the relationship in a sense of, I mean, I have really deep feelings for her, and that I don't deny. But it just seems like, you know, well, okay, if I have this mistrust in my head, you know, or is she lying to me or is she not lying to me? I don't know. And I don't want to, like, just cut the relationship off because maybe she's changed. Maybe she's...
Well, you're going to force her to cheat if she hasn't already.
Mm.
Right.
Well, listen, you're 20, she's 20, this thing ain't going 6 months. Why don't you just not make any decisions right now? Definitely don't get married and just hang out.
We're engaged.
And see what you can learn about it. Well, put the marriage date off.
Oh, yeah, we haven't, like, we were first talking about it, and we decided, you know, well, we could wait. I mean, if we really want to do this, we have the rest of our lives.
Okay,
exactly.
There you go.
So take your time.
Right.
Like about 10 years.
See, like, I guess my...
All right. I don't want to cut him off, but is there anything we're really going to answer for him other than just sort of hang in?
No.
See where it goes? There's an energy that guys have at 20 that they don't have at 30 and that they owe at 35.
We get negative.
They have negative energy. You guys remember when you were like 20, 21, and it was like, let me see that yearbook. Who is that dude? Who's Mr. Ruffle Collar there? Hey, Mr. Boutonniere, where's this, the prom? I kicked that pussy's ass. You talked to that dude? You slept with him, didn't you? You little whore, you slept with him that night. Oh, so what? You went out with him for 3 years. Don't worry about me. Don't worry, I got laid in high school. But you slept with that dude at the prom, didn't you? I know you did. You remember that energy you used to have?
Oh, honey, you're going out with your friends tonight? No, you're not.
Yeah. Now you come home, the gardener's on top of your wife. Step right over, right? Honey, you're blocking the set. Juan, move your ass. You're blocking the set.
Juan,
just use the name. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You can't get married when you have that energy.
No, you shouldn't.
That energy, forget it.
You can't get be in a relationship if
young males have that.
Yeah, you're like Sid and Nancy at that age. It's like, no way. No, it ain't.
It's not. It's just...
It's romantic about 10 minutes out of the year, and the rest is just all fighting.
Yeah.
You got to get that out of you.
Yeah.
You have to bleed a little testosterone off you.
You've been sort of hemorrhaging.
You got to cut that testosterone artery. All right, first year. Samantha is here tonight. Ken and James, all from the show. We'll take ourselves a little break. When we come back, we'll speak to Rachel. Rachel's 18, often has lesbian dreams.
Mm. Mm.
Find out what's that's about after
something
this.
Something to look forward to.
Oh, yeah. NBC, and when we left off, we were going to speak to Rachel. Rachel has lesbian dreams. Rachel?
Hi.
Join the club. You're 18. Yeah? You think that may mean you're a lesbian?
I don't know. That's what I'm wondering, because I don't think I am, but, I don't think it's normal to have these kind of dreams, is it?
It's completely normal.
Yeah,
is it really? Because, I mean, within the last couple months, I've had at least 10 of them, and they're really graphic, too.
Nice.
Wow.
And are these with people you know?
Like once or twice it has been, but other times, like, I've had one with, like, Britney Spears and, like, Alyssa Milano.
Slow down. Yeah?
But other times, it's just, most time it's, like, people who I don't know who it is.
I see. And do you think, I mean, I guess the obvious answer is you see these women all over the place.
Yeah,
and
really, it shows it gets into their psyches, doesn't it?
This is society's idea of sexuality, and
right.
You're going to fall prey to that, too, being a member of society.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, whether you have a penis or a vagina, you know?
That's it?
Yeah. Well, if you're not attracted to women when you're awake, then that's, you know, not good.
Are you attracted to women when you're awake?
On occasion, but I've never done anything about it, you know? And, like, I normally like guys. So, I mean, I don't know.
You're going to have a lot of fun in college, Rachel. You're going to have a lot of fun in college.
Yeah, hey, you're 18. You haven't done anything yet. I mean, hey, if you do, you do.
Okay.
Do you have any friends that you're into?
I've had friends who I've been, like, attracted to, but since they're friends, I think it'd be kind of weird to actually do anything about it.
Ooh. Female friends.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The plot thickens. Well, maybe this is in your future. Do you have anything, any of the normal chaos driving you that direction?
Like abuse or anything like that?
Yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Okay, no babysitter chick got hold of you when you were 9 or anything like that?
No.
All right. Well, just see where it goes.
I would recommend going away to school so that you could really get to the bottom of this.
Okay.
All right, Rachel. Don't freak out too much about it.
Okay.
Right?
All right, thanks.
Wherever you go, it's fine. What do you think your parents will do if you're a lesbian?
You know, I probably wouldn't tell them if I was. But I don't think I am, because I do like guys.
Right. Okay. All right. When women get... Let me float this theory.
Mm.
Some women are more sexual than others. And when women get really sexual, they're sort of into everything.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? I mean, they like guys,
more
and they
fluid.
Can kind of appreciate women on a sexual level, too.
Right.
And they're not lesbians, but there's a handful of women that they think are really hot and wouldn't have a problem being with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, when guys get really sexual, most of the time it's like they just want to screw as many women as they can screw.
Yes.
But when women get really sexual, in that sort of top 10% of sexual... They'll go with the wind a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They're kind of like, well, I don't know, David Bowie or something.
Well, there's less of a stigma involved in women fooling around, I suppose, with women than men fooling around with men.
We've talked about this.
Yeah.
It's more than a stigma, though, because Adam wishes he was gay.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah.
Ken, we'd pair up. We'd be playing softball all day.
It'd be great. Video games, Nintendo 64.
And he can't make himself be gay. There's like some sort of biological... It's not a.
Oh, God, Lord knows I've tried.
Yeah.
Oh, jeez. I have tried. I've broken my ass trying to be gay.
Literally.
I really have busted my ass.
And yet still, as you come into that transition in the porn section...
Still horrified. Horrified.
No, you can't watch the videos with all the penises?
I can't even see the boxes.
No, they're uncomfortable. They're terrible to look at.
Yeah.
But
I can look at them in 5-10 minutes and then I got
a physical reaction. They're like, oh my God.
Really? Yeah. Like almost vomiting or yeah. It's,
no, any guy... Most straight, all straight guys, all truly straight guys will have like a almost visceral, violent, negative reaction to seeing gay porn or depictions of gay porn. Like if you're ever in an adult bookstore and you're walking down the aisle, and I always start in the big boob section.
Sure.
And I work my way around.
Yeah.
But that's kind of, you know, that's my beginning point. And then when I come back around to the big boob, that's how I know I've made a lap.
It's a great system.
And I allow myself 15 laps, and then it's time to leave. That's how I know.
Wow.
Stretch out afterwards.
Completed a lap.
Yeah.
But, you know, you'll start walking, and you get that sort of tunnel vision where you just walk, and you're looking in each magazine as you move your way along the row, and you'll go... And you'll get to the gay section, but you don't know you're in the gay section. And you're like, hey, look at that dude. He's really working that. There's two dudes.
Oh, no.
Is it one chick's getting it in the... Oh. Oh, it's two... Oh.
Run.
Yeah, then you start freaking. It's like, oh, no. And then you do that, like, Curly from the Three Stooges thing, where you wipe your face and you go, no. Yeah, but it's like really, it's scary and repulsive to guys.
Yeah.
Well, women don't have that.
No. Nope.
Women will see a beautiful woman and go like, yeah, look at her. Mm-hmm. She's good. Mm-hmm. Even a straight woman, right?
Yeah, you know, I mean, women are beautiful.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about.
You know?
Yes,
all right, so no reason to freak if you're a woman and you're thinking about women part-time. Matt?
Yeah.
You're 18?
I'm a long-time listener, first-time caller, Adam.
Great. What's up?
Yeah, I've been going out with this girl for 3 months. I broke up with her. Because I found out that she's, like, really depressed, and it was kind of too much for me to handle, you know?
Mm.
And, And so now I see her every day at school, and she always wants to hang out. And I would be cool with that, but it seems like she's trying to get back together with me because, you know, like, she'll see me and she'll hug me and she'll hold on a little bit longer than...
No, Matt, it's probably smart to really cut it off with her. It's not a cruel thing. It's just important to allow her the opportunity to get over this thing.
Mm. Yeah, and I've seen that and I wanted to do that, but now I'm worried that she's going to, like, I don't know, because she's so depressed. She cuts herself.
Mm. Well, cutting and depression are two different things.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, people who are cutters will cut sometimes more when they're depressed. But
it isn't like a sort of a subset of depressed people who cut?
The point I'm making is it sounds impressive that she's a cutter, but that doesn't mean she's depressed right now. Is she?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Mm. Have you talked to her about it? I mean, is she...
I've suggested, like, you know, maybe you should talk to someone about it, you know.
She's not in treatment?
No, and she really doesn't want to at all.
Do her parents know that she's cutting herself?
No.
Do you feel guilty for dumping her?
Well, I did, but now I just, like, I don't know. I just don't want her to, like, you know, go off and hurt herself or anything.
But you don't want to get back with her?
No.
That's a lot for you to take on. How old are you?
18.
You're 18, yeah, that's a lot. Just,
It's not fair. It's not your responsibility. I'm sure it's not your responsibility.
But you're perfectly, you know, within reason to say that you're concerned about her and to tell her that you really think she should try and get some help.
Yeah, you
and to
be a
reach
good
out
friend.
To somebody and tell, you know, tell her to talk to her parents or reach out to a friend or somebody, a counselor at school, and get some help.
Why don't you tell her parents?
What? I told her?
Yeah, the parents.
Doesn't even have to be. I mean, you could do it anonymously. There's so many ways that you could just sort of drop somebody a line to let them know that this is happening so that you could feel good about it, but that, you know, it doesn't have to be like a big personal thing.
I guess I could probably tell like one of the counselors or something.
Yeah, do that.
Yeah. I think that's really the only responsibility you have is to see to it that she's in proper hands. Beyond that, you can't do anything. You can't be responsible for her feelings.
Yeah, but don't try to make her feel good in sort of short bursts by, you know, letting her think you're going to get back together and all that kind of stuff.
Bad strategy.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's cruel, but you have to cut him off if you have no intention of getting back with him. John?
Yes, this is him.
Is this he?
This is he.
John?
A caller goes by the name of John.
What's up there, John?
Hello, John.
Well, you know, I don't know whether I should feel guilty, Dr. Drew and Adam.
Yeah, put the bong down, John.
I've been with you guys for 15 years or more, and you guys are haranguing about these older guys that hook up with these younger gals, and I'm not... No, that's just not what I set my sights on specifically. I'm anywhere from 55 to 19, you know, but... I'm just wondering, what am I doing wrong? What's society saying I'm doing wrong if a gal wants to be with me and does it, you know? I don't know. I need to hear the condemnation from you guys.
Well, what age?
Who are you with?
I was dating a girl that's 19 right now.
How old are you?
37.
Yeah.
You two have a lot in common, do you?
Oh, yeah, we like to dance to house music.
Well, they both go to junior college.
And we're both really and we're both attractive and like each other.
All right. And, you know, I mean...
Dr. Drew there tonight?
I'm here. I'm just listening.
Okay.
I mean, you chronologically, you're 37, but emotionally, you're high schooler, right?
Yeah.
John?
Oh, absolutely, because...
You're like Dick
you
Clark.
About the doctors that are studying and trying to catch up on lost time, I'm kind of the same way. I didn't get a lot of girl action when I was young, so I went in the Marines when I was 19, so...
I see. Yeah. And what are you doing now?
Working around metal.
Oh, boy. That's bad.
I'm just saying that to give you an out. But I want to know why does society say it's wrong here and they wouldn't say that in, say, Saudi Arabia or something like
that?
Yeah,
well, you ever see what a dump Saudi Arabia is? And I don't know if they would say it was wrong over there.
Well, wait a minute. If you dated your 19-year-old, you'd have to marry her in Saudi Arabia.
Mm.
For one thing, there'd be no dating.
Mm.
You would marry her and that's it. And if you didn't, you'd be killed.
That's right.
And I want you to know, Dr. Jill, I'm not like... Because I know, like, these gals are looking for father figures or other dealers. And I even tell them that. Again, you're with me because, you know, you've had a bad relationship with your father, whatever. But I'm not, like, I'm trying not to perpetuate any abuse that they may have gone through or any of that because I'm kind of open about it, whatever. But at the same time, I mean, who's being wrong? Adam, I find it hard to believe if a gorgeous gal with the kind of figure you would like went after you, you wouldn't go out with her. I find it hard to believe.
Hey, listen, I got to be honest with you. This may just be the booze talking. I ran into a totally hot 8-year-old girl today. I swear to Christ, I'm not lying. I was at the airport, and this the most beautiful 8-year-old girl came up to me. I fell in love with her. She had a little Aussie accent. It was great. Okay,
she have a backpack?
I didn't date her.
You are never going near my children again.
Oh, my God.
Oh, your daughter's eight. That's right.
Yeah,
but she looks more like 7.5. This chick was like 9.
Unacceptable.
All right.
Listen, for John.
Everybody's joking.
All right, John, listen. The reason we, basically after 21, adults are adults, okay? So it's not that big a deal after 21. If you want to date 22-year-olds, that's up to you. That's their problem. They're making bad choices. But at 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, they may not have the ability to see what's going on. They may not understand the consequences of their choices. Mm-hmm. And really, it's there to protect young people from older males who are taking advantage of them for their own issues
but
and their own needs.
Doesn't everyone just have to sort of learn life? I mean, if he's not hurting her and he's not abusing her, you know what I mean? I mean, can you tell? Is there a 19-year-old girl? Plus, the 19-year-old girls who date guys that are well into their 30s and early 40s, these girls have been women since 15.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Their dad's long gone. A lot of them dropped out of school.
They've been women since they were 15. I mean, but in actuality, they're not. They're operating as if they're grown women, but they really aren't.
Absolutely. But a lot of them have been out of the house for a few years, have been doing their own thing for a few years, have had sexual partners for 4 or 5 years. You're not going to tell them at 19 that they ain't ready to date a man, that this guy's too old for them.
Right.
And I don't think there's anything you're going to tell them, and I don't think there's much you're going to tell a guy who's 37 and thinks it's no problem to date a teenager, essentially, either. They both sort of deserve each other. I just hope nobody gets hurt. And if he's not hurting her or abusing her, then I just say let life wear on and let everyone learn their lesson. All right? I mean, what are we going to do? Talk them out of it?
Yeah.
I mean, all right, but we're not going to give you the thumbs
up,
John.
Don't look happy.
No, just the usual sort of advice prevails, which is, geez, when that 19-year-old is 37 and realizes who the 37-year-olds are that would date a 19-year-old, she will regret having dated a 37-year-old.
Yeah. And what the 19-year-olds don't understand is it's a catch-22. If there's a 37-year-old guy who's willing to go out with your 19-year-old ass, he is flawed.
Yep.
So, if he's dating you, he's flawed by virtue of the fact he's dating you.
Yep.
Anyway.
That he's not willing to hold that boundary. And John's thing is, well, what could be wrong with it? She wants to date me. Hey, you're doing her a disservice by giving into that. Okay. It's very easy to give into it.
All right.
But they love house music.
They both love house.
They have that in common.
They hate techno, but they love house.
We're just gonna blatantly disregard that, I guess.
Yeah, I think we will. Yeah,
you can't ignore that kind of sign. That's a mandate from Jesus. Please, they love house.
That's how we got together.
Our love of house, right?
Let's get back to your Airbus. Come on, let's go.
All right, Samantha, Ken, and James are all here from First Years Monday nights, 9 o'clock, NBC.
Thank you.
We'll take a little break. We'll be back.
Love line. We'll be right back.
Just the sound.
Sure, don't talk over my newfound glory riff. Yeah, I could do that. That doesn't sound like Doobie
Just
Brothers.
Just the sound, not the rhythm.
Oh, Green Day, maybe, but not the Doobie Brothers.
Not even close to the Doobies.
Thank you.
Not even close.
Guys.
Drew thinks of the Doobie Brothers as the latest hippest sound that's just come down the pike, by the way.
Yeah.
Most of the guys you listen to are...
And what's your point?
Several hundred years old, right? I mean, the opera, right?
Yeah, right.
There's this new band, Leonard Skinner, out.
Yeah, Drew's just getting on to them.
Freebird.
Yeah.
Just heard it.
Be careful. I suspect tragedy is going to befall the band one day. Samantha Mathis, Ken Marino, and James Rodet are all here from First Years, Monday nights, 9 o'clock in B.C., and we'll get back to the phones and speak to Cassie, who's 16. Cassie or Casey?
Cassie.
Cassie, what's up?
I was going down on my boyfriend for the first time, and I found out he wasn't circumcised.
That's how you find out.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was pretty gross. And when I got down there, at first I was like, oh, it's not that bad. But then there was like some kind of white discharge, not like liquid, but like creamy.
Yep.
And I was like, as soon as I saw that.
Part Nivea, part smegma.
Yeah. As soon as I saw that, I was just like, abort mission.
I see.
Oh, and so you just stopped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then I think he felt bad.
I can imagine why. Go way out on a limb.
A little disappointed, yeah.
I just wanted to know what it was. Like,
it's debris.
The white stuff.
It's debris.
Yeah. You know the stuff old people get on the side of their eyes?
Well, it's more like what you get in your belly button.
Yeah, well, what I mean is your body secretes certain things, and then they just sort of sit there for a while, right?
That's why the...
you got snot, you got that stuff, you know, like retarded kids get on their side of their lip there, and old people get the stuff in their eye.
Ears start...
Yeah, stuff kind of comes out of you.
Yeah, the retarded old people you have to look
you know what's
for.
You know what's weird? Yeah,
all over the place.
That's a 1-2 punch.
And eyes.
The thing that's weird is stuff comes out of you, but it's not the same stuff. You know, I mean, you got the wax in the ear, you got the snot in the nose, you got God knows what in the eye, you got something else in the mouth, you got something else on the dork, something else on the ass. Why can't just the same stuff come out? You know, just assume it'd be the same stuff. It's like what's in you, just come out a hole, you know?
Could be really bad.
Yeah, you should look into that.
Different cuts of meat, really.
Well, what can I do about that?
You're going to have to...
I don't want to eat that.
No.
Get him
to wash.
Yeah, he's got to learn to take care.
Taking care of himself, if he's cleaning himself.
And this is the thing with being uncircumcised. There's a little more care required.
Well, maintenance. It's like owning a convertible.
It's very similar to owning a convertible.
It's true. Yeah, there's perks, but you gotta put a little armor on the top every once in a while.
It'll rip.
What's that?
I don't want to hurt his feelings.
They just... Just say, sweetie, you know, when I was down there, I kind of noticed some stuff going on. And are you wiping? Are you cleaning yourself?
Is he 16, too?
No, he's 15. Mm.
Yeah, I think he'll probably be willing to do just about whatever you ask.
That's right. If he's going to get a blowjob out of it, he's probably going to be willing to do just about anything.
Yeah, he could be more direct.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, Cassie, don't worry about it there.
Okay.
Help him clean.
Oh, my God.
Guys like direction. Guys, when girls help them with their hygiene, with their
they usually go for it.
Well, yeah, it's like, oh, hey, thanks, Shelby. I didn't know. Hey.
Girls know.
Get on with it.
But let him just go clean it. Don't make it. You know, there's that sexual advice where it's like, no, if she has an ovarian cyst, make it fun. Make it sexual.
Light a candle. Bring out a Q-tip.
Remove it with her in a sensual way. No, just let him do it. You know, and people go, put the condom on in a playful way. You put it in your mouth and then put your mouth. No, just let the guy put the condom on and then bang you. That's all you need. Hold still. Let him go, put the condom on, you know, just let him wipe it off, clean it off, do his thing, and then get his BJ. You don't have to turn it into some Maypole game or something. He'll be embarrassed. That's what I'm saying.
I shouldn't dance around the Maypole.
That's right. Is the Maypole gone? Are people doing the Maypole?
People still do the Maypole.
Oh, good.
I've seen a Maypole in front of a school somewhere on Sunset.
Sarah?
Hello?
What's up there, baby?
Hi, talking to me?
Yes,
we
you're 25.
Well, since I was 6 years old, I was kind of grossed out about masturbating with my hands, so I have this technique where I rub my legs together.
Wait, whoa. At 6 years old, it was already old hat for you?
Well, it was gross.
Yeah, 6 years old, it was...
You understand that's pretty abnormal, yeah?
I was molested as...
Okay. Young. And that's what happens with that. Once you're sexually abused, it sort of gets that system going in the brain that wasn't meant to be activated yet.
Oh, really?
And so it makes you sexually compulsive.
Sarah, who was playing the sitar in the background? Who was that?
My fiance was playing the guitar, actually.
I see. Could you tell him to stop playing?
How can you please stop playing?
Yes. Pull the...
Just for a couple minutes.
Pull that, what I call the El Kabong move with the guitar. You go upside his head with it. All right, so you got molested, so you got weird about touching yourself.
Well, what's the question?
My question is, like, I masturbate rubbing my legs together. He calls it the cricket. But anyways, I have this huge jugular, like, vein on my leg that pops out after that. And my hands go numb, my legs go numb. But I have this awesome orgasm. I mean, it's just rad.
What's
the problem?
Is he going to write a song about that?
I'm afraid, is my leg going to give out? Am I going to have to get it amputated? Or
no,
like,
don't worry. I don't know where the vein is or what the vein is you're describing exactly.
It's like a varicose vein on my leg.
Yeah, well, don't worry about it.
Are you leaning on your leg in such a way that it's cutting off circulation?
Yeah, it is cutting off circulation.
All right, so the vein bulges, that's fine. It's like a tourniquet.
How do you... All right, I don't even know.
Don't go to break.
All right, if I could do that, though, that...
Oh, you'd never come to work.
No, I'd come to work. I just squeeze one off while I was at work. All right, we're going to take ourselves a little break. Thank you. The cast of First Years are here tonight, and we'll see you 9 o'clock Monday night. We'll take a little break.
Catch it while you can.
We'll be right back.
1-800-LOVE-191.
We'll be right back. Yeah, there you go. Love Line. Ken just brought in a bottle of Johnny Walker Black Label in case I get the shakes later on tonight. I had a few nips earlier today. I'm not, you know, I'm not proud of it, but I'm not going to try to lie to the kids. I was, you know, filming a little bit for the man show, and this particular bit required getting loaded. Boy, am I drunk!
Get that guy out of here.
Ken Marino is our guest tonight, along with Samantha Mathis and James Rodé, all from First What's Years, up, Monday nights on NBC, 9 o'clock. Can you just you carry a bottle of whiskey in the car?
Yeah.
Just in case of emergencies.
Never know.
In case you get a flat, you can't cope, or
just in case I get pulled over. Actually,
yeah, it's good. Yeah, it's
cops seals, dig scotch.
Seal still on it.
My bumper sticker says.
All right, now we're going to speak to Sarah. Sarah is 17. Her boyfriend complains of a smell in the crotch. Mm. Sarah.
Yeah. Hi.
What's up?
I've been having sex with my boyfriend for about 2 years now, and it was never really a problem, and now it's, like, become one of those things where it's so bad that he won't even do anything with me anymore. And I went to the doctor before, and she gave me a sample of a cream, and it just didn't do anything.
Which cream?
I don't know. I don't remember.
And why didn't you go back?
Because it wasn't doing anything for me.
Right. Why don't you go back?
I don't know.
Okay, she can treat it. You got to go back.
You think she has an infection?
Absolutely.
Was the smell always around?
No, I didn't even notice it till I started having sex. You know, it was never a problem. And
but wait, you've been having sex for how long?
2 years.
Oh, well, it's been around for 2 years?
Yeah, like it's every time I have sex. Like it's like not there every time I open my legs or anything. It's just like the smell, and I don't know if that's what it's supposed to be.
And your boyfriend has told you about this?
Yeah, he won't even go down on me.
And he doesn't like it.
Go to the doctor.
But has he been going down on you for 2 years?
No, he stopped.
I wonder if it's just an excuse.
I know, but hold on. When did he stop?
Like a while ago.
How long ago?
A year and a half ago.
A year and a half ago.
Like a really long time ago.
Yeah, see, I think this guy's just using this as an excuse.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
But yet you've been having intercourse then, right?
Yeah.
But he hasn't been going down on you.
You're saying that you can smell it too, though, right?
Yeah. Like, I know it's there. He's not lying to me.
But is it awful? Is it something that...
No, it's not like one of those things that I never even...
Yeah, it's not a big deal. And he's making a big deal of it.
Yeah, like, he's like, I can smell you. And he's like, you should douche. And I've heard so many bad things about that. I won't do that. But it's like, I'm not going to put bleach down there, you know?
No. And don't use those douches either.
No, you don't douche with bleach. You use muriatic acid. It's different. They use it to clean pool filters.
Mm-hmm. I just don't know what to do, and I thought maybe it was because of my medicine or something.
What medicine are you taking?
I'm on Prozac and birth control.
No.
Mm-mm.
She's also on Stenchethol.
I think the guy is just overly sensitive and making a big deal out of nothing. Okay.
Do you think he may be gay? Yeah?
You're not the first person who said that to me.
Let's examine him. How old is he?
He's 19.
Mm-hmm. Does he, you ever see him wearing like a sweater vest or cardigan?
No Mr. Rogers shirts or
picture frames? Mm.
Brunches on the weekends?
Yeah, has he ever framed anything?
No.
Plants.
What's his drink?
Huh?
What does he drink?
What's he drink?
He doesn't drink.
Aha. No, gay men all drink. They have to cope. Does he, what kind of car does he drive?
A BMW.
Convertible?
What kind?
An old one.
All right. Mm. Yeah. What about his room? Is it a mess or is it
really
impeccable?
Spotless.
Uh-oh. Does he like sports?
No.
Look what we've uncovered.
Wow.
Look what we've uncovered tonight here. Mm. Does he own Funny Girl?
No.
Does he wear Argyle socks ever?
No.
No. Potpourri?
No.
How about a squeegee in his bathroom for cleaning the Lucite door after he showers?
I forgot about that one.
Yeah.
Does he have that? Does he have that?
I don't think so.
Yeah, check that one out. That is an absolute threshold.
Yeah.
Okay.
Drew, you bought a condo and a house or two condos?
No, a condo and a house.
From a gay couple, right?
Different gay couple.
You buy exclusively from gays?
Only.
Because they
keep things
they
keep nice.
Out, right? Yeah, I like what they do.
Right. The place doesn't smell like cat piss, right?
You know, West Village compared nice. To the East Village, right?
And each time you bought a place that was previously owned by a gay couple, what did it have
I'd
in it?
Go to take a shower the first day of in the house, and there's a squeegee sitting there on the floor of the shower.
Right.
Because first the walls to take the...
Squeegee
take
the Lucite shower wall.
Right. Well, first
my
move...
My parents have that. Does that mean they're gay?
Yeah. Beard. Your mom's a beard.
Sorry. Wow.
Yeah, sorry.
Ken. Surprise, Ken.
I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry for
That's
you.
That's why we're all here, actually.
Sorry with you.
Yes.
You want to know why they're still together? That's why. They would have broke. If they were a straight couple, they would have been divorced. Do the math. Alex?
Yeah.
Do we finish with Sarah?
Yeah, I don't know. Go back to the doctor.
The boyfriend is the problem, not her.
Well, but she smells something, too.
No, she said no.
She doesn't
said
think it's she smelly. Did. She smells something, but she doesn't think it's weird.
It's normal smell.
Hold on. Sarah?
Sarah?
Oh, Sarah.
I think she's gone. Look, I thought she said she smelled a little something.
No, a little something, but she thought it was normal. Something. It was normal, and it probably was normal.
All right. Let me tell you something. And this booze is reminding me of my yummy face talk. Guys, there comes a time when you have to acquire taste for certain things that don't taste good. Cigars, whiskey, vagina. None of them taste good, but they're all good.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know?
In their own way.
Yeah. I mean, you take an 8-year-old boy and you give him a shot of whiskey and you give him a cigar and you give him some caviar and he spits it out. I mean, it's horrible, right?
Sure.
But later on in life,
suddenly that whiskey's not going to be as bad.
Yeah, you're waiting in line and paying top dollar for that. And oral sex, kind of the same thing. It's a little, it's an acquired thing. It's something you got to kind of work toward a little bit.
Well worth it, though.
Oh, yes.
Mm. Well worth it.
Absolutely. Alex? Alex?
Yes.
You're 17?
Mm-hmm.
What's up?
Oh, first of all, I want to say, Drew, I respect you so much.
All right, Alex, what's going on?
Well, I'm just, terrified to death of sex.
Why?
All right, you got to speak up a little, though, Alex.
I really can't.
Are you at home?
Yeah.
And your parents are there?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Why do you think you're terrified?
I don't know. It doesn't make any sense to me.
The fear?
Yeah.
Are you afraid of other things?
Just spiders, but nothing really.
But you're able to get on in life okay and make choices for yourself and...
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm depressed. And I don't know if the medication might have something to do with it, but I doubt it.
What kind of medication are you on?
Celexa.
Celexa?
Yeah.
Yeah, it shouldn't do that. And this
it's
is a new...
mild stuff, huh?
Yeah, it's pretty mild. And this is a new fear?
No, I've always kind of had it.
Mm.
And I don't know where it's originally.
Did you see something when you were younger that troubled you?
No, actually, I've had a pretty normal upbringing.
Were you ever raped by a spider?
No eating disorder?
No.
Were you?
What
happened?
Hmm?
Remember Charlotte's Web?
I was bulimic for a little while.
Okay.
I see.
So this is kind of what I was picking up from her, is that she has no ability to individuate from intrusive parents, and things like sexuality are very challenging and very anxiety-provoking.
Right.
And can't possibly express that kind of thing separate from the parents.
It's not that I don't want to.
I understand, but
I do. I have a boyfriend, and he's great.
But you're terrifically anxious about it. It's really, I suspect you perceive it as separating, moving away from your family, and doing something they might not approve of, and that it's difficult for you to do that.
Drew, is this getting a little cathartic for you,
buddy?
No.
I just think that's what
really?
I was picking up on from
her. Were you reading all that into this?
I picked up the eating disorder.
Are you having sex with your boyfriend?
No, he's really cool about it. He's I don't want you to do anything you don't want to do and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean...
You think he's gay too, Drew? And how long have you been with him?
4 months.
4 months?
Not that long.
And how old is he?
Older.
How old?
24.
Yeah.
Mm. 24, huh? And you sure he's not 26?
I'm positive.
All right. And he's going out with a 17-year-old?
Yeah.
And he's not pressuring you for sex?
No, actually not at all.
Yeah, he's not to be trusted. I worry about this guy. I really do.
Why?
Guys, I don't know. I mean, I know, you know, 24 and 17 is, I don't know, 7 years, but it's a pretty big 7 years. Mm-hmm. I mean, yeah. you're in high school, and he's theoretically out of college, even though I'm sure he never went or isn't if he did.
No, actually, he's a very good person.
Yeah. Probably. Yeah, what is that? Adam was talking about college and not whether or not he went to college.
Oh, well, yeah, he's still in college.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like Adam said.
All right, but that's a pretty big age jump there. I mean, you're in high school, right?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really weird for a 24-year-old guy to be dating a high schooler.
Listen.
Are you a senior in high school?
No, I'm a junior.
Yeah, that's extra super ultra weird to be going out with a junior when you're way out of high school and on your own and an adult.
There's a lot going on
with Alex.
You've been friends for a long time.
Alex is bulimic, dating a 24-year-old.
He is.
Okay. No, I'm not bulimic now.
Alex, have you been treated?
Well, I got off it myself. I'm not
at all. It's a chronic condition. It's not something that goes away and stays away, typically.
Well, I haven't been for 2 years.
I understand, but you are a bulimic. That's you. That's who you are. You have that condition.
Well, she is now, Drew, that you made her one.
It's like being an addict or an alcoholic. It's a chronic, recurrent condition.
Okay, so what should Alex do?
I want to hear about her parents. I want to hear what the story was about.
All right, but she's got to like start speaking up and turn down the radio and stuff because she's you know, I may just be buzzed or something, but she's getting on my nerves. Alex?
Yeah?
You need to speak up. Can you turn the radio down back there, please?
Yeah, hold on just a second.
How many goddamn times a night are we going to go through that turn the radio down ritual?
She doesn't want her parents to hear it.
I know, but every time somebody calls in, our screeners tell them, turn the radio off in the back, and then every third call, I tell them to turn the radio off.
I mean, I would say 33% of the time you're going to have to go through it.
Right, you are, Ken.
To a girl who's like sneaking a phone call in behind her parents' back with a guy who's 24, so that if she did have sex, she's probably living in fear of a lot of things besides just sex.
Yeah, but that's the point. She has not given any. She has no sense of self. She has no ability to withstand the intrusions from her parents.
All right, Alex.
Let's get you go to jail.
So, your folks, Drew, bang away.
What was your mom like?
She's very conservative.
Very controlling.
Yeah, she's kind of crazy.
Yeah, so I imagine. You have ballet when you were five?
No, she's been pushing me to do school stuff though.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And what's dad like?
He's very cool.
Very cool.
Mm-hmm.
But mom's been a problem.
Yeah.
Okay. Well.
But isn't that typical of like a 17-year-old girl? Like, at that age, don't they all
not
get
with bulimia.
Driven crazy by their mothers?
Not to the point of bulimia.
Not the point of bulimia, dating a 24-year-old and having been mortified. I mean, the fact is, listen, the fact that she's scared death of sex, a good thing.
Just don't have sex.
Stay with that.
Especially
not with a 24-year-old. It's the best possible feeling to have given the situation you're in right now.
Yeah. And how much do we trust a 24-year-old guy who's dating a junior in high school and not banging her?
Please.
Do you know what I mean? How much you trust that guy? The guy's having sex with one. I mean, at least I understand what his motivation
maybe
is.
He's afraid of prison. We don't know what he looks like.
And he should be afraid of prison. It would be illegal.
Nancy?
In most states.
Yeah.
All right, so Alex needs to get some help.
Yeah. I mean, just don't have sex.
Okay.
That's the advice.
Well, don't worry. Nancy?
Yeah.
You're 19.
Hi.
What's up?
First, I want to say you guys totally rock.
Thanks.
And I have this little problem.
I'm going to Cincinnati this weekend.
You are?
Mm.
Is Nancy from Cincinnati?
Yeah.
That's good radio, Drew, way you just blurt that out. Even
you
though
brought it
I
all
never,
together.
Never said she was from Cincinnati. Fantastic. Go ahead, Nancy.
Yeah, well, last night I was kind of going at it with the vibrator, and all of a sudden there was blood.
Oh, God.
Like, yeah.
Was it time for your period?
No, it's actually only been 2 weeks.
Are you on a medication?
No.
Nothing new started recently?
No.
Hmm.
I've done coke a couple more times, often than I used to. But other than that, everything has stayed the same.
Well, given how we know what you used to do,
right.
That would be like, what, 3 times a day then, right? A lot more often than what you used to do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you were good for, what, a kilo every week before. So now, I mean, the new Nancy, not the old one that we knew, but...
Yeah, I'm down to half block now.
So how much coke were you doing?
Maybe once every 3 months or so.
And now you're doing it how often?
Every other weekend.
Oh, okay. Basically. So, all right, so you're speeding up there.
Could be that.
Is that, would that make you bleed?
Where were you bleeding from?
My vagina.
Was there a great burst of pain followed by blood? Was it like an obvious, oh, that's what did it?
No, I felt no instant discomfort at all. The only discomfort I experienced was, like, earlier this morning when I woke up. There was a little bit, but...
Look, yeah. when you're the lining of the uterus becomes unstable at certain times during your cycle, and sexual activity can stimulate the bleeding. It can bring your period on early, it can bring mid-cycle bleeding. Some women have bleed every time they have sex.
Were you high when you were going at yourself with the vibrator?
Yeah.
Maybe got a little out of control.
It's the drug.
Linda Blair
look,
kind of
this is
there.
A drug thing, Nancy. Mm-hmm. You got to look
very
into what's...
Possible.
Are you smoking pot every day, too?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Case closed. You got to look into your drug addiction. That's the problem here. It's not bleeding from your vagina. It's the drug use. Okay?
All right.
It's not funny. That's what you're dealing with here.
Well, it's not funny, haha, but it's funny. Like, yeah, it's amusing. Right? Is that what you mean, Drew?
That's what I mean.
Right.
Yeah. It's not laugh out loud funny, but it's kind of anecdotal funny. Like we, you know, good one to tell if you're like going on a long car trip or something, right?
Yes.
Okay, Nancy. You got to take care of yourself, right, baby?
All right.
Okay. You're using the right end of the vibrator, though, right?
Right.
Okay.
No, I was practicing Kegel and pushing the buttons.
Okay, baby. You're speeding up a little with the drugs, though, right? I mean, you got to slow down.
Actually, I'm slowing down. I've within the past two months quit all forms of morphine, I've been off of ecstasy for.
All right, Nancy, this is big time junkie drug use. You've got to get treated. And coming off opiates, you probably didn't even have a period when you were on the morphine, and then your period can become unstable.
Right.
Yeah, so you stop the morphine, your periods start up again, they can be all over the place. You have got major league drug use here, and this has got to be treated. And this is not a steady situation, although you may be cutting back now. You've got a progressive disease, and it's going to get worse.
And
do your operators have numbers for that?
Yeah, we do. Drew's an operator. Hey, Nancy.
Yeah.
How do you get into the morphine?
Oxycontins went around here for a long time. I work in a bar. It's easy to get anything.
Really?
And Oxycontins went around here. I researched them before I took them, found out that they were opiates from poppies, the same as heroin and opium. And so I took those, and then I tried some morphine. I never shot morphine. I just crystallized it on my kitchen stove.
Oh. Well, you're just smoking it then, right?
Right, along with opium.
Why don't you say so? I thought you were shooting it.
No, no.
And yeah, what were you saying? Cotton's been around here? What are you saying?
Oxycontin.
What's Oxycontin?
Oxycontin, what is it?
It's a long-acting opiate. So this is all heroin. It's all heroin addiction. It's the most serious form of addiction that you can get, and you got it. And it doesn't go away. Well, once you've thrown that switch, it doesn't go down without treatment, period.
Hopefully I wasn't on it long enough to get seriously addicted. I don't really... It's not like ecstasy. I've quit ecstasy for a year and 2 months, and I still think about it every day. But with that, it's just like one of those, okay, I learned to ride my bike, and then I fell down, and I quit riding my bike.
No, you've escalated the pod and escalated the cocaine to replace it. If you were trying to do without anything right now, having used the opiates would make that essentially impossible for you.
Mm. Okay. So, Drew, you want to give her a number she can call? What should she do?
She needs to call. You know, I don't know what local. This is why I wanted local resources. She needs to call University Hospital at Cincinnati and get the chemical dependency program and get enrolled.
Well, Drew, you're going to be in town this weekend.
I'll see
her. Maybe you
I'll
can
consult.
Swing by
I'll
her, the bar she's working at.
Yeah. Bring in some Oxycontin with me.
I really didn't even know people were doing morphine. Wow. Is there anything more addictive than that?
Heroin, morphine, Vicodin, Oxycontin, MS-Contin, it's all the same. Opium, all the same. Same.
Right.
Just different versions of the same thing.
What's scary is she's so articulate about it all.
Codeine, it's all the same.
Yeah, but she's worked up a sort of elaborate verbal defense as to why she's not an addict.
Yeah, she's figured it all out, researched it, therefore.
Right. Steve?
Yeah?
You're 39.
Yeah.
What's up?
Well, I'm right in the middle of a divorce.
All right. You want? Should we let you go?
Everyone's hiding.
Are you actually doing paperwork?
I'm starting paperwork right now.
Okay. Well, I'll let you get back to that. Okay. I'm sorry.
But the problem is, I have a 12-year-old daughter. She's going to be 13 in about 4 months. What do I do? What do I say to her to assure her to make her feel better about herself? So her life doesn't get all.
What do you have? You're going to have joint custody?
I want joint custody. I don't know if she's going to go for it or not, but I want joint custody.
You don't know of who? Your ex or your daughter?
My ex.
Here is the key. You and your ex have got to get along on behalf of the child.
Uh-huh.
And if you have future husbands and wives, they have to be focused on the well-being of your child. There has to be peace amongst the different members of this group in order to focus on the rearing of this child. And there's a book out there, what's it called? Diane Wallerstein wrote it, about children of divorce, and they all have issues, all, when they grow up. Now, the way to minimize those is to be very honest with her, give her a safe, secure, highly structured environment, and make sure you and your wife focus on her well-being and not your conflicts. That's it. That's it. That's all you can do.
Well, Steve, you've been a good father to her thus far in her 12 and three-quarter years.
Uh-huh.
She loves you.
Yeah.
Well, so she should want to see you. She shouldn't want to be away from her father.
Yeah, but, I mean, what do I say to her to...
Tell her you
to
love
reassure
her.
...reassure her to... So, I mean, if...
Well, she's not, you know, I mean, she's not, you know, 5 and a half. You don't have to get out sock puppets and go mommy puppet and daddy puppet. She's in the sixth grade, right?
Seventh grade.
Okay. Eighth grade. No, she's not in the eighth
grade. Seventh grade.
What grade is she in?
Seventh grade.
Seventh grade. All right. She's a big girl, and I'm sure three-quarters of her peers' parents are divorced at this point. My parents, by the way, pioneers at the divorce. They got divorced actually before they got married, and then they got married. They were so ahead of their time.
Wow. I read about that. Pioneering. Yes.
Yeah. But Steve, just you know, tell her you love her and tell her this is what happens, and I'm sure she's heard of it, and she's not going to be thrilled, but it won't devastate her life necessarily. You'll stay up with her. Don't move too far away, and you keep up. And you get joint custody. And you talk to your wife about, or your ex-wife about it, and on behalf of your daughter, you do what's best for the daughter.
So you got to stop smoking pot, too.
And he makes me a little nervous, because he seems like... Steve's talking like a guy who's a little guilty, like let a few years slide by, and now his daughter's may not want to be around or something. Steve?
You know, I don't want her to...
I understand. You smoke weed?
Oh, yeah.
No, nothing like that.
Steve?
And
no drinking, nothing like that?
I take prescription drugs, maintenance drugs.
What do you take?
Tegretol, Norantin, clonazepam.
So you're bipolar?
No, epileptic.
Were you out on the road driving a truck? Were you gone a lot?
I'm in my car right now.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah, she'll explain to you about the divorce.
Maybe she needs to do a sock puppet.
What do you do for a living? Are you out? Have you been away from your daughter a lot?
I work nights.
What do you do?
I'm a pharmacy technician.
Well, at least you don't have any access to those drugs.
I know.
have you been a big part of your daughter's life her whole life?
Yeah, I have.
Okay.
I've been there.
Wait, what is the source of your seizure disorder?
I mean, the source? What do you mean?
Yeah, what's going on that's causing the seizure?
It's right temporal lobe.
It's some injury or something happened?
An injury. From infancy.
So you've had it your whole life?
Yeah.
Okay.
So you had temporal lobe epilepsy?
Yeah.
How did that present? What were you doing about to know you had that?
What do you mean?
Well, temporal lobe epilepsy can be pretty bizarre, right?
Well, yeah, the onset was like around 8 years old.
Okay, but you haven't had any since you've been parent.
I had surgery 6 years ago. I had a right temporal lobectomy.
Okay, half his brain taken off.
Half my brain, yeah.
Well, what's the right side?
A piece of the brain.
That's not the creative side. What's the creative side? Left side or right side?
The cognitive side.
No, you don't need that part.
No, that's fine. That's the creative side. The right side.
Oh, the right side?
Yeah.
So you're not a hippie. Fine. you're a numbers guy.
Yeah. So you had, temper lobe out.
All right.
There's even more here. More.
No. Okay. No. But I'm not going to get to it because eventually he'll have his whole brain and his spinal cord removed. Then we're all left. We're going to take ourselves a little break. Should we kill ourselves or just take a leak? What do you want to do?
Leak.
All right. They have
will you not be in the sink this time, please?
All right. How dare you bring that up on the air?
Wow.
Somebody floated a barge, a big-ass barge in the toilet. Anderson, I don't know if you saw that. There's a huge Duke floating in the toilet. And rather than taking it apart like a Japanese Zero over an aircraft carrier in World War II, I opted to go the gentleman's route and urinate in the sink. Now, I didn't know that was going to be brought up on the air. I'm a class act. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Be pleased, don't you?
If the barge is still in the can, yes. Yes, I will go in the sink again. And,
For God's sake, another option would have been flush.
Just flush.
I tried to flush. It didn't work. You want to hit this?
Get a boot in there? Break it up?
No, you do the sink. Or we could take turns at the latrine. Something novel.
How are we going to talk? All right, we'll be back.
Hello, who's this?
This is Loveline.
1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline will be right back.
Yep. Drew, could you not talk the second the mic goes on about nothing, please?
Speaking of nothing, I found it extremely ironic that as you pulled away from the sink, having finished evacuating your bladder, you lean over and wash your hands.
Oh, did I?
Same sink.
You know, I washed my hands because I was picking my nose, actually. I had makeup. You know, wear makeup, you get those snuggies up, like get that weird dried stuff. I don't know if it gets up your nose.
It's because you don't touch your face when you have makeup on.
We should have a whole dialogue about snuggies later.
Yeah. You got to go on snuggie patrol. Yeah, thanks, Drew. Samantha, Ken, and James are all here from First Years, Monday nights, NBC, 9 o'clock. And Drew, anything else? Did I scratch my ass or something? Anything else you want to share?
No. But what were you asking me? Before Adam so rudely started
Eric
the show.
Did Eric Schaefer come on that show with you? It's one of our cast members. I think he said he was going to call on Men Are From Mars.
Was he on your talk show?
No, but you know, somebody else may have interviewed him and not me.
Ah, so. I'll see. Okay.
He obviously made a big impression on me.
Really?
Heather?
I almost dodged that one.
Yeah, you're 14. What's up?
Well, like, a little while ago, well, not a little while ago, like, last year sometime, this guy raped me while I was drunk, and I, like, heard from my friends that, like, after you get raped, you have side effects, and I'm not experienced any of this.
Well, pregnancy is one.
No.
I mean emotional side effects?
Like, emotional and physical.
Mm-hmm. Well, another would be a sexually transmitted disease like AIDS or hepatitis or gonorrhea, syphilis. These things can all be transmitted, right? Warts, herpes?
Don't have any of those.
Well, you haven't seen a doctor. How would you know?
Well, wouldn't there be like some evidence of it or something?
Not a many of these. No.
That's actually the scary thing about some sexually transmitted diseases. Yeah. You don't see them at all, and some of them can sterilize you.
Chlamydia,
for
one.
Keep you from ever having children.
So, Heather, it is time you go see someone, okay?
Okay.
All right.
And could it, like, I mean, like, my sister was raped when she was my age, and afterwards she became this huge slut.
That's sometimes what happens is women will sort of head on a trajectory. They sort of act out sexually after something like that. People think it might be a way of trying to gain mastery over something that made you feel very powerless. In this show, we sort of hear this following abuse earlier in childhood, either physical or sexual abuse, sort of sets you up to be a victim.
Yeah.
And I would say, if I were a betting man, I'd say physical abuse in this case.
Heather?
Well, my parents were never really home when my sister and I were growing up. Mm-hmm. So pretty much we raised each other.
Mm-hmm.
And our babysitter abused us both psychologically and physically.
Okay. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Mm-hmm. How does it work psychologically when a babysitter abuses you?
Just yelling at you all the time?
Well, like, my parents wanted us to be, like, the perfect family. And putting, like, me in dance classes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Eating disorder?
I was anorexic for a while, then I went to bulimic.
Okay, that's eating disorder.
And so, what?
Can anyone dance anymore?
What would the babysitter do that...
She wouldn't take me to the classes, and she would, like, say notes the next day, and then when I told her that it was my dance class that day, she's like, notes tomorrow. And
so you had abandoning parents, you had an abusive babysitter. A mess. It's a mess. But it created you into a nice victim, though.
Are you doing drugs?
What the hell? I had to put her on hold. Mm. You doing any drugs, Heather?
Well, I tried it, like, a year ago. And the person gave me straight chronic laced with opium as the first drug I ever tried. Yeah. So,
good time.
I thought,
hey, maybe hanging out with Snoop. Huh? Who are you hanging out with? You're 14. All right. They gave you straight chronic laced with opium for the first joint you ever had?
Yeah.
All right. And you freaked out?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, that's good, right? So you don't want to do it anymore?
Yeah, but both my parents are alcoholics.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So's my sister.
Hey, next time your dad falls asleep, kick him in the nuts for me, would you? Just say that's from Adam.
Sorry, he hasn't been home for the past 2 weeks.
Well, when he does come home, give him a nice big stiletto heel.
What's
in the
he doing?
Sack.
Why is he being away so much?
Working.
What's he do?
Medical stuff.
Okay. Oh, who knows? I don't know.
A person at their company just committed suicide this weekend. Mm. So
it's a bad time for the company?
I really don't know. I haven't talked.
Right. Heather, can you, don't
take this out on yourself.
Yeah. And slow down with the guys. I mean, I know you're raped, but I mean, I worry about you.
Yeah.
I don't want you to go down the road your sister went down.
And get and see someone. Get proper health care, okay? Get a pelvic exam.
Okay.
All right.
And
be good to yourself, would you? Yeah?
Okay.
Okay, here's the deal, everybody. Just because your parents were really bad to you, or your babysitter was really bad to you, or your neighbors, your uncle, or your grandparents, or whoever looked after you was really bad to you, doesn't mean you have to keep doing it. You can go the opposite way. Mm. Do what I do. I'm really good to me.
Yeah. Yeah, that really pisses your parents off.
Yeah. My parents were cheap bastards, and now I go out and, I go to drop $500. You know?
Nice.
I take care of myself.
Nice. You're loving yourself.
Treat yourself right.
Yeah.
You're loving yourself.
Admire
That's
you,
right.
Adam. Those are me days for you, aren't they?
Every day's a me day now. That's right. Be good to yourself. Why pick up where they left off? Why not you take care of yourself? They weren't good? Okay, you be good to you. It's so sad that we have to keep that going. Just find another abusive person. It's like, okay, dad's not around. Well, I'll get an abusive boyfriend. Mm. Dad's a little too old to abuse. He hurt his back abusing me. Mm-hmm. He's on the disabled abuse list.
He's on the deal.
I got a new guy. Step right in. He's young. He's strong. We can get some good abuse out of him.
Yeah,
it's true.
Why pick up where they left off? Craig?
Yeah.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up there, stoner?
No, I'm not a stoner, dude.
Really?
Oh, come on.
Come on, dude.
Greg?
Yeah.
Sorry, dude.
Every once in a while.
Yeah.
Like three times a day.
Right.
20 minutes ago or something.
Yeah, no kidding. No kidding.
Yeah, by the way, when you're claiming not to be a stoner, it's a good idea not to work the word dude in to your argument.
Away.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How dare you, dude?
Well, and also, or in the same breath admit that you smoked 20 minutes ago.
But by the way, when
the temerity,
these are things,
dude,
to take into consideration before the next time.
One of the things that marijuana addicts do is they have sound that connects words. It's no, dude. It's just constant sound. Right. Yeah.
No, but I seriously.
No, really.
Yeah,
seriously.
What's up, dude?
What's up, dude? What's going on?
It's been 4 months, but anyways. I've been dipping chewing tobacco for like 2 years now.
Yeah.
And I was just wondering what the effects of that are, like what it can do.
It's probably the most addictive way you can do tobacco. And smokeless tobacco or chewing tobacco is one of the more serious health problems we've got right now. It causes cancer of the mouth, tongue.
Well, then
esophagus.
They now have rectal tobacco. Have you seen that, Drew?
That's pretty solid. That
tobacco suppositories?
Mm-hmm.
Nice. Yeah.
That's even a more effective way to hardline.
Sure.
It.
You have to work at the chewing action. It takes a little while to develop that. And you can see when they get the spittoon going, boy.
Stand back. And it better have a wide brim on it, because those rookies, they don't hit it every time.
Use the sink.
Yeah, that's nasty. That's nasty,
really nasty
stuff, Craig. I actually had a relative dip tobacco for a really long time.
and he's just his mouth and his gums and everything that's going on in there that goes on in one's mouth is just it's just a mess.
And you know what? It's the only addiction that's not attractive to women.
It's
they don't mind
it's
booze and heroin, but they'd rather go out with a junkie than with a guy who dipped.
Yeah.
That's the beauty of women.
You don't want to kiss a guy who's dipping.
No?
It's not nice.
Yeah, I never do it with girls.
No. They mean the condition
just
leaves your mouth in
general.
Yeah.
That doesn't just come out with one brushing.
Yeah. Oh, and that spit, cup that's around, that freaks everybody out. You think it's like a flat Pepsi, and then you look into it, and bubbles in it. As a Craig, what can you do? What can Craig do?
You can get Nicorette gum. You can get the Zyban, which is the thing that helped you with the cravings. But it is a very powerful addiction.
Gum.
See, but I don't even know if I'm addicted to.
Well, why don't you try to stop and find out?
I've gone like 5 days without it. Like when I go on vacation or something with my parents.
Yeah, that's not a long time.
Mm-mm.
Well, if you're addicted, that's not bad. Why don't you see if you can drop it?
Yeah, it's probably not a bad idea.
It's not a great long-term idea, that's dipping.
That's a dumb
nicotine
addiction.
Patches, Nicorette gum, Zybans, all kinds of things to help you out there. But it is an extremely powerful addiction.
Yeah, you think the gum would work better for those guys.
Yeah, that's what I think, too.
Something to put in there?
Gum plus Zyban, that's what I would do.
Yeah. You ever do any dip in there, Drew?
No, never have.
Huh? It's so hard to believe.
Have you?
Yeah.
Like a dipper, Drew.
The years of it.
You know, that weird, the skull is like all almost powdery, you know. You swallow a lot, you like sticks your tongue and stuff. But if you get that red man, like the real tobacco leaves, and you ball it up and shove it in there.
It's not bad for a ball game.
Good times. Yeah, it's good for ball game. I remember one time we were, you know, baseball players have to, the thing about playing baseball is, it's a boring sport, so you got to come up with ways to sort of supplement your sport. Think of it to me like guys dip and they do sunflower seeds and bubble gum, and they get in all sorts of rituals in the dugout.
Because
like,
you're
some relief pitcher. You're sitting in a dugout for like 11 hours. You better come up with something.
Amuse yourself.
Yeah, you got to come up with stuff. So we were on the bus in high school, and everyone was sitting on it. We had like an away game, and everyone had already loaded up into the bus. And someone said, "Who's got the chewing tobacco?" And everyone looked around and said, "Wow, we forgot it. We don't have it." And we couldn't get off the bus because the bus was kind of packed up, and the coaches weren't going to let anyone go anywhere. And Beth Ringwald, Molly Ringwald's sister, came by the bus. She went to high school with me. And we yelled out the window to her, Beth, run over the corner, go to the liquor store, get us some tobacco, and run back and throw in the bus before we got to take off and go play some baseball game. She ran the thing. She came back. She brought pipe tobacco. Big old sack of pipe tobacco.
You chewed it.
Yeah.
You chewed it.
Sure. That's why women can't be trusted. Let that be a lesson to all of you. All right, we'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be back.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline.
Hey, Drew, close that door, would you there, brother? Samantha Mathis, Ken Marino, and James Roday are all here from First Years, Monday nights, 9 o'clock.
I'd just like to quickly thank our assistant production coordinator, Todd Harthan. He's a big reason why we're all able to make it here this evening.
Thank you, Todd. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Todd and Carrie.
They get you out on time, or what they do? Are you just kissing their ass, or are you making fun of them?
Together.
Eric?
Hey.
Hey, you're 26.
Yeah, long time listener, first time caller.
Great.
Second one tonight.
I have venereal warts that I got from my girlfriend, and I was wondering, when I put the stuff, the Condolox that they said to put on there,
right?
I put it on there and it burnt them.
Right.
And then, like, it must not be healing right or something, because it'll, like, heal to the underwear. And then when I have to peel it off, it stings bad.
So you get a scab?
Yeah.
So is this stuff burning off? It's like an acid?
Yeah, basically.
You put it on the wart?
Podophyllin. Yeah.
You put on the wart, and it sort of burns it off?
There's a new one called Eldera that's not quite as caustic as that.
And then, so he must be, like, scabbing up and then sticks his underpants.
Right. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
Are you putting the Condolox on yourself?
Yeah.
Can't you put a Band-Aid over it or something? Or?
Hey, you spray your underwear down with Pam like I do before I put them on.
Is this a dermatologist giving you this?
Slide right off. End of the day?
General practitioner.
Yeah, you might want to see a dermatologist.
Well, does he want to go back to him each time and have him apply?
That's what he used to do.
Why can't he put it on himself?
He can, but it sounds like he needs more supervision than he's getting.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, you're not quite doing this. How long do you leave it on when you put it on?
I just put it on and then went to work or whatever I needed to do.
Yeah, you're leaving it on too long.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Read the directions, read the package insert, and then get back and maybe see a dermatologist about this. Cause
what are you supposed to do?
Yeah, when you're...
Yeah.
I mean, you leave it on. You leave it
Ken,
on.
Ken, you sure you want to say something about this?
You leave it on hours.
You put it when you're applying like some sort of acid thing to your penis. You probably do want to read the directions.
That's probably a good idea.
Probably a good idea.
Yeah, not bad.
Yeah, give him a glance.
Don't guesstimate on how to use it.
So, Drew, you put it on and
you leave
and
it on a few hours.
Leave it on.
But you leave it on longer. It will burn the crap. It's like burn a hole in your penis.
Mm.
Get through the other side.
Yeah.
All right.
Wow.
Darren.
Yes, hello.
Hey, hello.
I've been with my girlfriend for 6 years, and I've been living with her for 4, and she really, really wants to get married, and I really, really love her, but I'm not sure how to tell her I don't want to get married.
You really, really love her, and you're really having a good time, but you really, really don't want to get married.
Yeah, I don't want to really, really get married.
Why not?
Because I find it bring down my style a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Bring down your style?
What is your style?
What's your style?
Being alone.
But you've been with this woman for 6 years?
But not married.
Yeah, I like your style, Darren.
Hello?
Yeah, you want to be alone.
Are you monogamous to this woman?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, I can see Darren's style, too. He drives a 89 Ford Probe. He wears stonewashed jeans. He's got it going on.
How old are you, Darren?
I'm 24.
How old is she?
She's 26.
Now, you don't want to get married ever, or you just don't want to get married?
I don't want to get married right now at 24. You know, 24 is pretty young.
Darren, are you running on a treadmill or the Stairmaster or something right now?
Are you Filipino? What's your nationality? You're one of those fast-talking nationalities.
I'm white.
White? Never met a white guy to talk that fast. I thought you were one of those fast-talking nationalities.
I'm talking fast?
Yeah.
Yeah, a little fast.
A little fast, yeah. Just relax.
Okay. So you don't want to get married. You're 24.
That's understandable.
How old is she?
How should I tell her that without hurting her feelings? Because I really, really care for her, but...
I'm not sure...
How old is she?
26.
I think women ought to have a rule of thumb that they live for a guy 1 year, and then if it's not going on to marriage, then move on.
I've been living with her for 4.
I know, but I think it's too long.
Oh, is it?
Well, it's too long for her, not for you. And don't force yourself into a marriage if you're not ready. Be
Darren,
about it.
What if it was a choice between losing her or marrying her?
Well, I don't want to lose her. I don't want to lose her at all, but I don't want to get married.
Thank you for
Thank you for covering that, Ken.
Very definitive. You should run for office. You really should with those kind of answers. What, do you need your own space? Is that what it is?
Yeah, I'm very independent.
Listen, men are not ready to get married until they get ready.
Very independent is code for jacks off a lot, by the way. I'm the same way. I'm very independent. That means I nap and jack off constantly. That's what independent
is. I guess I'm independent, too. I'm an independent
young guy, right? When I'm not napping, I'm jacking off. Very independent. I'm never on the go.
Wow. I didn't know that's what independent meant.
That's code.
No, I've learned
something
tonight.
I was independent 3 times
today.
The Declaration of Independence, those guys.
I'm learning more about my cast members.
The cast? How about the founding fathers?
Yes.
Declaration of Independence.
Every day is Independence Day for me and my kids. It's a fireworks show in my underpants every night when I go home. Yeah, you know, there's a... I don't know what... I know guys have this more than women, but there is a certain... feeling of having their space invaded. Is it let me float this. You watch all these nature shows and every time the male is territorial. Women are never territorial. Men are territorial. I don't know if they're alligators, lions, reptiles are territorial. Yeah. Every animal's territorial. Yeah. And maybe guys just have an ass full of that territorial and we don't like our space invaded.
I just think guys need to establish the sense of themselves in the world before they know whether or not they're ready to get married. Until they have a career set up, they know who the hell they are. And some of it is getting their number squared.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We talked about this last night, how guys sort of are very much measure themselves by who they are and what they do.
What do you mean? That's what you're saying? By numbers?
Well, there's a feeling, I think, with some guys, I don't know if it's all guys, but there's a feeling for guys at 24, which is like, okay, I'm not the greatest looking guy and I'm not the richest guy, but you know, in about 6 years, if things go according to plan, I could be driving a Porsche, I could have some hair plugs, I get myself some lifts in my shoes, and I could be moving up the dating ladder just a little bit. So let's not make a mistake and get married now.
Early, because the good
right.
stuff's
yeah, you'd hate for the right. gravy train to come pouring in and I'm with Fat Sally over here. Nailed to the cross.
Horrible to grow up being named Fat Sally.
Yeah. Bad name, especially poor girl. Fat.
FS, their friends call her. True, is but, that what you're saying?
And guys really they will let will regret letting somebody they really love go, but know that they could not have married them because they weren't ready yet.
Mm. All right, let's take ourselves a little break. I'm gonna I may go number two in the sink this time, just to send a message to the Westwood One
do
staff.
It. Stop talking about it and do it.
All right, we'll be back.
Back in a minute.
Huh? No, you ready? I don't know. Was I talking on the air?
Are you going to drive home?
Yeah, I'm driving home later. Yeah.
Still wearing the tie.
Culver City PD, please help. Also, anyone who's goes to frequents raves, we're going to start having some sort of listener love line. You can call Ann Ingold at 818-567-1067 between 10 and 2 at if you're here in Los Angeles and you go to raves, you want to come on Love Line Sunday night, a week from Sunday. Give Ann a call.
Yeah. We'll turn the lights nice and dim for you so we won't upset you.
The music up.
Well, Drew, are you in a techno or house now?
House now, yeah.
House. Yeah. You started techno.
Yeah, my wife and I, that's the only last thing we share.
The techno brought you
yeah.
together?
Yeah.
And house is what keeps it working?
Sustains it.
That's sweet.
Keeps it real.
That's beautiful.
As long as you're keeping it real.
Yeah, if you're keeping it real, that's all that counts. I want to thank Samantha, Ken, and Jane for all coming in here.
Thank you.
First years, everybody. Monday nights, 9 o'clock. Go out now.
NBC.
No, stay home and watch this show. Thank you, NBC. And I do appreciate it, guys. Next time you show up, I'll be sober. 50-50 chance yeah. I'll be sober.
He will not be dressed like a United Airlines pilot.
Thank you. Yeah. So.
Promises, promises.
Until next time. This is Adam Kroll for Dr. Drew saying mahalo. Boy, am I drunk.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Wilkins Engel. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.